Chaparral.
Yeah, is Ron in?
He isn't right now. Could I take a message?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff. Is there maybe a good time I could catch him today?
Who are you with?
With Cardiff.
Okay, and what is that?
It's a bank. I'm following up on a conversation I had with them a few months back about some equipment.
Okay. Well, I can tell you we're not purchasing right now. We just bought an excavator last month at an auction. And so there won't be any more purchases this year.
Okay. You sound a little familiar, too. Do you maybe help them out with financing then?
Well, you know, I own 51% of the company. Ron and I run it together, but I'm pretty involved.
Nice. Just the one I would like to talk to then. Yeah, I talked to, with Ron back in May about some equipment, and he told me you guys had a bunch of big jobs coming up in the summer and to, check back towards the fall. You guys just bought an excavator, though?
Yeah, last month at an auction, and it just came up, and it was a good deal, so they did it. And
nice. Did you guys just pick out for that then?
3.6% interest through Wells Fargo, so not
too
bad.
Oh, you guys financed it?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. It's a pretty good rate, too, and whatnot. So, no more plans for the rest of the year then? Are you guys going to bring any equipment on for tax write-off at the end?
No, I'm not planning on it. And some of the jobs Ron was hoping for did not pan out. And we've had a lot of slowdown on the project we are working on because of a bird. Supposedly they decided it was in possible habitat, and we've been shut down for about 3 weeks and hoping to go back to work September 1st.
Wow.
So there's been some things that came up that were a little unexpected.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was just going to ask what happened.
It was a western yellow-bellied something-something, and Army Corps of Engineers decided that they needed to shut us down until Division of Wildlife could come in and make sure it was okay. And so what they're doing is waiting until the mating season is over, which is September 1, and then supposedly, we're going to have a permit in hand and can go back to work, so.
Was that like a bird that was, like, living at one of the job sites, or?
It was never found on the job site, never seen. It just, someone, I don't know if somebody is unhappy about what we're doing there, but it's private land. And they just. Somebody called somebody, and so even though no bird was found, we had to wait through their mating period.
Wow. So basically somebody just reported that a bird was living there and set you guys back that long?
Yeah.
Wow, that's something else.
Yep. And by the time we get started, if we're lucky, we may have 2 months before the snow flies.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you got the winter coming on out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, what was
anyway,
it you guys going to do?
We're good for now.
That's good. And then what about those other projects that, Ron talked about that I mentioned, before when I spoke with him? Was that just the only one that you guys didn't end up doing, or were there, more? I talked to him all the way back in May.
Yeah, this is the only one that panned out. So it hasn't been the year we were hoping it would be, and so.
Why didn't the other ones pan out? Was it just kind of, cash flow issues, or?
I'm not sure. A lot of the projects we do are based on grants, and I don't know. I'm not sure what all Ron told you about, so.
Okay, I see. Well, I'll leave you with this. I'll let you get back to work. But, we also do capital. So if you guys, had any cash flow crunches with getting those big jobs or, if that was part of the issue, we could, help you guys get that money to get you started.
I have I have several line of credits already in place. And So, and they're with local banks, which I prefer to do business with myself. So I think as far as that sort of thing, we're just pretty well set up right now.
Okay. Do you guys, I mean, what do you typically use those lines for? Do you end up using them at all?
You know, I really do need to get busy here, and right now we are fine, and so let's just leave it at that.
All right, thanks for your help.